Today I would like to talk about Buddhism and life. As we heard about meditation, and hear that many people around the world are practicing it, somehow with intelligent mind, with life experience, finding for the answers of life, we come to try it. And when we tried it, we found that it is relevant to our lives. It is relevant to our lives because Buddhism was born out of life, from life experience. As I was saying before, Buddha himself, when he was young, as soon as he was born, his mother passed away. And he was brought up by his auntie. And so even though he was surrounded by all the luxuries and beautiful entertainers, young and beautiful entertainers, musicians, dancers, and have a palace for summer, have a palace for winter, this human suffering born out of life itself is there. He also couldn't escape from it. Always, you know, probably in my view, he would be thinking of his mother that he has never seen, died as soon as he was born, sort of something missing in life, as well as the requirement of this physical body in this existence that creates again and again the suffering, the requirements of it. When you put your mind to it, every day you note, what am I doing for my body? What sort of things do I do? And you note it. There are many things you have to do for the body. You have to clean it. You have to prepare for it, to be ready to go to work, to go to uni, to go to schools, to do chores, to do tasks. And when it's hungry, you have to feed it. When it's thirsty, you have to drink. These are the things that, because of this existence, because there is a body, the needs of the body has to be fulfilled. It's not an easy thing. But because we were young and we were, you know, overwhelmed with other things, interest in our mind, we somehow tend to overlook this part of the scenario in life where the body needs a lot of time. And when it comes in the night, you have to rest the body. You can't stay up whole day, whole night for whole weeks or whole months or whole year, you know, doing what you want to do and, you know, enjoying yourself. The body needs a rest. So in the night, you have to sleep. And there are many things associated with the sleep. Sometimes you can't sleep. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and can't sleep again, and you got worries and anxieties, you know, coming up, you know, all sort of problems. And then when you wake up, you prepare your body, do the requirements of the body, nature's call. You add them up. There are many things that you have to do, and the body gets sick. And then you have to go to the doctors or take medicines, or in severe cases like cancer and many other diseases, then you have to go to the hospital and you are bedridden. That because of this body. I'm not saying that we despise the body, not at all. It is our duty to look after this body well, to do exercise, to get proper food, proper nutrients, proper drinks. So this is our duty, to look after this body well, but to understand what life is all about. All this happiness, unhappiness that we have, that's what we're chasing for. But where is it coming from? From this existence, from life, having a body, the conditions of being born, have to go through these cycles of happiness and unhappiness, two requirements of this physical existence. You have to get an education, you have to go out and work, and wheeling and dealing at work, and when you're studying as well, all the effort that you have to put in, all the headaches, all the frustrations, all the despairs, to be able to support this body throughout the life, to have security, to have enough food to eat, enough drinks to drink, a shelter to have, transportations, medicines, families, all for these requirements of the body. And on top of that, the requirements of the mind that needs more than what it requires, extraordinary things, not just a simple car, it must be a red one and a shiny one and a latest model, that sort of things. And not just a mobile phone, it must have these buttons and that buttons and that sort of what cons. So the mind proliferates, exaggerates, and want more and more, craving comes in. On top of this already busy schedules that we have looking after this body. And for that, we push ourselves more. We work really hard, overtime, long hours, two jobs, three jobs, some people, to be able to meet these requirements. So this suffering coming out of these conditional things in life, through this existence, is the source where it's coming from. So Buddha himself went through all these things and tried to contemplate on the sources of things. And when he gained enlightened, he saw these through in sequence, step by step, in details. So that's why he was able to show us the path coming from this life, the problems, the difficulties, through this craving, through this existence that creates suffering. So, when people come to Buddhism, then they see life in Buddhist teaching, because that is their lives as well, as they are going through, searching for answers, searching for relief from this pain, sorrow, and grief of this world. That's what they found. And through intelligent analysis, contemplations, and sifting through all these informations, they realize what Buddha has found out is what they need, what they can apply to their lives. Because it's everyone's life. Everyone is in this world having this physical existence. It may sound simple, and Buddhism is very simple things. Buddha always taught very simple, words. But the meanings are very deep. And you can only understand them with intelligence and intuitive understanding. Some of them are so subtle, the lines are so fine, you can't see it. Excuse me. For example, this ego that we have. Everyone's chasing after this ego and saying, me, this is me, this is I. But Buddha said, no, that is not so. Look at yourself when you're meditating. Why is that you can't control your mind? If it is your mind, the mind is going here, the mind is going there. A very fine example that he gives. But everyday living, we can't see. So Buddhism, even though it's in simple words, you have to have high intelligence and a life experience, deep life experience with intuitive understanding. So when Buddha taught all these things, when people come to Buddhism, it is like the fish in the water, releasing the fish in the water. There it is, the place to be happy, the place to be, a place to live, a place where you can survive, That's why many billions of people before us walked on this path, and we are walking on this path. Many generations that will come in future will also walk on this path and will benefit from it. Why? Because Buddhism and life is one and the same. To understand life is to understand Buddhism, because it is born out of life experience itself. And I strongly encourage everyone to apply with your own experience, not any other people's experience, to investigate without believing anything and without accepting even Buddhist words, until after you have contemplated, practiced, and realized it yourself, then you accept it. So I offer this to you today. Hope you have a lovely day. Thank you.